Gemara Loch and Chavis al Vavis Thursday night, or Le Dalid Teves, Tav Shinai and Hay. So, we'll revisit a little, go back, we didn't do Chesha Mishpat in a long time. There's an Isser Aynah in the Torah, Aynah's moment it's called, and that's overcharging or underpaying for an object. Now, in the halachas of Ono, we talk about a sixth. There's something called the real price, or maybe we'll call it the true price. And there's a sixth more or less than that, or more than a sixth or less than a sixth. That's how the halachas are split in these three categories. A sixth, more than a sixth, and less than a sixth. And they have different dinim. In the economy that we have, it's very difficult to be koveya, what we'll call a true price or a real price, because in an open market economy, and there's no fixed price, and there's no fixed price. So it's very so some say that you an economy, that's true, but you take a range. You say this item sells in this city between 50 shekel and 70 shekel. And usually that could be done. And so then there's a shaila how to deal with, you could give a range of prices, and then you can talk about a sixth above the upper part of the range, or more than a sixth or less than a sixth, or a sixth below the lower part of the range. You can treat the range as the real price. That's what many poskim hold. We'll see next time. We'll go into this a little more, how you set the range. That's also very complicated. An upper scale mall, a store in an upper scale mall, is going to charge more for the same item than your corner makolet. In that makolet is going to charge more than the supermarket. So, like, how do you exactly make even the range? You're dealing with different types of stores. Location makes a difference. The type of store it is makes a difference. So it's very, very hard. It's very hard even just to be koveya, what's the basic price. Some say there's no ono in an open economy. It's not possible. It's a free economy. It's a capitalist system. You charge what you want. And there wouldn't be any ono. You're not allowed to fool the person about the quality of the item, of course. There's still that type of ono. You're not allowed to represent false. You're not allowed to misrepresent what you're selling. But in terms of price, some hold, and we'll stop here about that, but some hold that in an open market economy, really, there wouldn't be an ono issue. That's what some achronim hold. We'll see, Mr. Shem, coming times, how other achronim deal, how they set up the ono with the range, and how do you figure out the range. Okay, we go back to the Chavis Halvavus now, and we're in Shar HaYichud, Perek Yud, the last Perek of Shar HaYichud, and he's talking about descriptions of Hashem, or how we know Hashem. So last night we learned that there's Hashem's essence, really, we can only describe as that he exists, that he's eternal, and that he's echad, which really only means he doesn't not exist, and he's not eternal, and he's not pluralistic. We can't really talk about what he is. But then we talk about a whole other category, where we talk about Hashem's deeds, and we see Hashem through his deeds, and his midos, asher yisuper ben aboris barach, and there's a problem there because he sounds human. We talk about him in human terms. We talk about gibor, nora, rachum, chanun. What? Yeah, we're learning a sefer that was written 200 years before the Yad Chazaka. So he says, "Hutarnu l'saper also bohen." We talk about Hashem in that way because we have no choice. And they had docha kamatzrich osan alol diyed of lamad al mitsiyosa, because we have to talk about Hashem. because we have to be mekabel our avodas Hashem, so we have to talk about Hashem. Because if you don't talk about something and you have no words to describe it, so then you can't be oved something you can't describe and something you don't know. So we have no choice but to describe Hashem with these terms. And they take two forms. One is words that describe Hashem as if kibayachal he has a tzura and a demus. Ve'ivra Elokim asadam b'tzalmo, b'tzalam Elokim asas adam, pi Hashem, yudei Hashem, oznei Hashem, raglov, zroa Hashem, ve'enei Hashem, v'yorme Hashem alibo. We talk about Eivorim. We describe Eivorim. And then there's midos that describe Hashem as doing things. And Hashem doesn't do anything. Vayorach Hashem, vayar Hashem, vayinochem Hashem, vayizkor Elokim, vayishma Hashem. These are things people do. Hashem doesn't do things. But again, we have no choice. And sometimes we find in the Targum that they try to avoid saying Hashem, and it talks about Kvod Hashem. Vinei Hashem nitzov olav v'ho yikorod d'Hashem ma'atad alohi. Vayar Hashem ugalei kodom Hashem. Vayered Hashem v'izgali yikorod d'Hashem. Vayal me olav elokim v'istalak mi'ilavohi yikorod d'Hashem. So they're doing it, they're kavod, you know, they don't want to talk about Hashem in those terms. Even though, again, we have no choice. So they try to be marchik it from his essence by talking about kavod Hashem. For Herich Bevir Inyan Zeh Agodol Hagodol Rav Sadia Zichrono Livracha, who was even before the Chavis Halavos, B'Sefer HaEmunah Sudeyah, the Temunah Sudeyah, so B'Peir Shei Tavreishis, B'Peir Shei Tavoeira, B'Sefer Yitzira. So Rabbi Sadia Gaon talks about these things, and we are not going to repeat anything he says. But what we do want to say is that the Dochak, we're forced into describing Hashem in human terms, in Gashmiyistic terms, because we have to grasp him in some way. And if we would, if they would use, he says, if we would use terms, if we would use Ruchniyistika terms and Ruchniyistika concepts, then no one would know what we're talking about. So what would we gain out of that? And we wouldn't be able to serve Hashem. Lo yitochen avodas dover sheino noda. You can't serve something that you can't relate to. So we have to use the words that humans understand. Because that's the Gashmius is the only things that we understand and we can grasp. So we use such words. And he doesn't talk about that the words represent concepts, spiritual concepts. He doesn't even say that. That's probably true. And that Maral talks about and other Sforim talk about what it means Enei Hashem and what it means Ragli Hashem, what it means in spiritual terms. His point is, we don't have any other way of saying that Hashem is aware of what we're doing. So he says, Vayar Hashem. It's just words we use in order that we understand that Hashem is aware of what we do. Because if we wouldn't think that Hashem's aware, then we wouldn't have an understanding of Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.